Singapore private hire driver convicted for identity theft and casino forgeries. In a shocking case that highlights the consequences of gambling addiction and unethical behavior, a private hire driver in Singapore has been sentenced to 9 weeks in jail for a series of crimes involving forgery and identity theft. Pang Kim Swan, aged 56, had a gambling problem that led him to commit these acts of deception in a desperate bid to access casinos and fuel his addiction. Pang's casino forgeries. Pang's criminal activities began when he pilfered the driving licenses of two individuals, one of whom had been his passenger. He then proceeded to manipulate these documents by replacing their personal information with his own. His motive was clear: to use these forged licenses as a means to enter the casinos at Resorts World Sentosa, RWS, and Marina Bay Sands, MBS. It's important to note that Pang's gambling habit had driven him to obtain a self-exclusion order, which should have prohibited him from entering any land-based casinos in the country. However, he was determined to bypass this restriction at all costs. His first arrest occurred in December 2017, when a security officer at MBS apprehended him using one of the counterfeit licenses. Instead of learning his lesson, Pang continued down a path of deceit. In 2018, he resorted to stealing his father's identity card to gain entry to the RWS casino once again, only to be caught and arrested once more. Pang ultimately faced 17 charges, including forgery and multiple violations of the Casino Control Act, with an additional 53 charges considered during sentencing. His crime spanned a period from April 2017 to March 2018, during which he manipulated documents, stole wallets, and committed identity theft. One of the most notable incidents occurred when Pang used a victim's forged license to process a check at a bank. The bank officer became suspicious when the identity card number did not match the individual's ethnicity. This raised a red flag, leading to the involvement of law enforcement. The string of unlawful activities finally came to an end when Pang misplaced his mobile phone inside the MBS casino, leading to his detention and arrest. Security officers at the casino discovered that the identity card number on the forged license did not match Pang's own information, prompting them to alert the police. Related: Macau prosecutors want Alvin Chow back on trial on fraud charges, gambling addiction, and regulatory imperatives. Pang's repeated attempts to circumvent the law through forgery and identity theft ultimately led to his conviction and incarceration. His case serves as a stark reminder of the perils of gambling addiction and the lengths to which some individuals may go to feed their habit. It also underscores the importance of strict casino regulations and security measures to prevent such fraudulent activities. As Pang faces his sentence, it is hoped that he receives the necessary support and treatment to address his gambling addiction, allowing him to make better choices in the future.